Sheriff, illegal alien from Mexico charged with raping 10-year-old boy in Mississippi. By Amy Furr on August 19, 2024. An illegal alien has been accused of raping a 10-year-old boy in Mississippi, law enforcement said Tuesday. In a social media post, the Pontotoc County Sheriff's Department identified the suspect in the case as 34-year-old Filiberto Gonzalez, an illegal alien from Mexico, who was arrested on August 12. After an investigation by CID, the perpetrator was charged with two counts of rape of a 10-year-old male. After obtaining arrest warrants and a search warrant, the perpetrator was arrested at his residence, at Laura Lane, the sheriff's department said. The suspect is currently being held at the detention center of the Pontotoc County Sheriff's Department as he waits for a hearing. The news comes amid President Joe Biden, D., and Vice President Kamala Harris's, D., disastrous open border policies that continue hurting the nation. In May, another illegal alien, reportedly previously deported from the United States, was accused of raping a minor in Campbell County, Virginia, Breitbart News reported. The suspect was identified as 21-year-old hitter Pedro Javier Sekul Call, who was placed in jail without bond. Police in June accused an illegal immigrant of raping and killing the mother of five children in Bel Air, Maryland. The victim, identified as Rachel Morin, was allegedly targeted by 23-year-old Victor Martinez Hernandez, who is from El Salvador. When speaking of the case, Maryland's Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Galler drew attention to the White House and Congress, stating, "We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border. And American citizens are not safe because of their failed immigration policies." Please click here to read more stories of families who have lost loved ones allegedly at the hands of illegal aliens as Biden, D., leads the nation. During his speech at the Republican National Convention in July, former President Donald Trump, R., vowed to end the illegal immigration crisis, per Breitbart News. "Our borders will be totally secure, our economy will soar. To achieve this future, we must first rescue our nation from failed and totally incompetent leadership," said Trump, who is running against the leftist Harris, D., for the White House in 2024.